Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, dear saints, and welcome to another broadcast of Reformation News, where I, your brother and servant in Christ Jesus, am in studio to present to you Proposition Number 64. Each and every day, we are making our way closer to the 95 thesis. Today would be thesis number 64. And you're asking yourself, what is a proposition? What is a thesis? Well, a proposition slash thesis is a bullet point, if you would. A bullet point that intends to address the abuses and malpractices in the African-American church. And we've written our brand new 95 thesis because the abuses and malpractices that are in the church today are very different from the abuses and malpractices that existed 500 years ago in Luther's day. Very different. And these are addressed not to the Roman Catholic Church per se, but to the stooges and the double agents in the African American church that represent Rome in the leavening, perverting, corrupting of the African American church. The number for this broadcast and for every broadcast is 646-564-9730. Again, we give out this number in hopes that one day Mr. J. Delano Ellis, the Metropolitanus Archiepiscopus of the Joint College of African American Assinine and Heehawing Bishops, will muster the courage to call the broadcast. The number again is 646-564-9730. Well, we're in studio to present proposition number 64. And it reads like this. The purchasing of an insignia / accessory, such as the crozier or shepherd's staff, makes those who bear them in the left hand, because that's where the Joint College is told to bear them. You gotta bear your shepherd's staff in your left hand. Leave your right hand free. Leave your right hand free to bless the people. Leave your right hand free to receive their adulation, their worship. The purchasing of an insignia, such as the crozier or shepherd's staff, makes those who bear them in their left hand the grandest of hypocrites. Why? Well, they're the grandest of hypocrites because they fail to guide, feed, heal, and protect no one. They guide, feed, heal, and protect no one. They take care of no one. They take care of no one. These hypocrites who bear these shepherd staffs in their left hand, these hypocrites, the grandest of hypocrites, fail to do what? Fail to do what shepherds need to do, which is guide, feed, heal, and protect the flock. I'd like to take you to Psalm 23, verse 1. It says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not lack or want of anything. Because the Lord is my shepherd, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures, and he leadeth me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for my name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy shepherd's rod, and thy shepherd's staff, they comfort me. See, why does a shepherd's rod comfort the person who is following God? Well, because it says here, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Why will I fear? Because the shepherd is with me. And in addition to the shepherd, he's got his rod. He's got his staff. And with his rod and with his staff, with his crozier, he keeps the predators away. The predators who would destroy me. The predators who have designed to put me 6 feet under. The predators who would, if they had their way, would annihilate me and bring my life to an end. You see, the shepherd has a rod and a staff. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now, these goons over there at the Joint College of African American Bishops, they are given a shepherd's staff, a la the bishops of Rome. Why? Because they want to imitate the bishops of Rome. They want to be exactly like Rome. They want these goons, these stooges there at the Joint College of African American Bishops, they want to be just like their elder brothers over there at the Pontifical College over there at Rome. They want to have this humongous shepherd staff that they march in with. And it's symbolic. It means that they shall shepherd the flock. But these people are hypocrites. Why? Because just like everything else that they're wearing, all this stuff that they're wearing doesn't change them. They carry this big old cross around their necks. They wear this cross around their necks. But Jesus doesn't live in their hearts. They carry the shepherd's staff, which is symbolic of their pastoral calling. Yet they don't shepherd anybody. They don't guide. Because look, my brothers and sisters, let me read Psalm 23 to you again. It says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. I shall not want anything. He maketh me lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my souls. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. He guides me for his name's sake. But these hypocrites don't guide anybody. They don't feed anybody. They don't heal the sheep. They don't protect them. They don't protect the sheep from predators because they are the predators. They're predacious and ravenous. And they make merchandise of their own congregants. Allah, Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 8. Allah, Ezekiel 34, verses 1 through 10. Where in both of those prophetic oracles, the word of the Lord is, woe to you, fat shepherds. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? Should not the shepherds guide the flock? Should not the shepherds heal the flock? Should not the shepherds protect the flock? But you don't do any of that. In Jeremiah 23, God's indictment against the shepherds is, they have the title, they have the office, but they don't guide, they don't feed, they don't heal, they don't protect. It's the same set of crimes over in Ezekiel 34. These individuals have the title of shepherd, but they fail to guide, they fail to feed, they fail to heal, they fail to regather the flock. They fail to protect the flock. In fact, in both instances, in both oracles, God says that the shepherds turn into predators. Pastors become the predators. Therefore, those who carry the shepherd's staff do not protect the flock and do not preserve the flock from destruction. That's where we are, my brothers and sisters. Now, let me read to you from the Our Visitors Sunday Catholic Encyclopedia, the revised edition. Let me read to you on page 293 what it says about the crozier or the shepherd's staff. It reads, a pastoral staff conferred on bishops and abbots at their installation. In the West, the top of the staff is curved to remind the bishop of the shepherd's crook and of his pastoral care of the people entrusted to him. So in the Latin church, in the Western church, in the Roman Catholic church, the shepherd's staff has a crook on it, a curvature, if you will. That is to remind the shepherd that he is to be a shepherd. But in the Western Church, in the Roman Catholic Church, in the Latin Church, all those shepherds are basically pedophiles. and they prey on young boys and young little girls. This is why every Roman Catholic diocese in the United States is basically bankrupt for paying out pedophilia judgment payments. The wolves in the Roman Catholic Church have sexually preyed on boys and girls. Yet they march in with their shepherd's staff. They're supposed to be feeding the flock. They're supposed to be guiding the flock. They're supposed to be healing the flock and protecting the flock. And what they do is they mislead the flock, do not feed the flock, hurt the flock, and destroy the flock. In the Maronite Catholic Dictionary, it reads concerning the Crozier on page 163, the crozier is a staff conferred upon bishops and mitred abbots at the time of their consecration and investiture. It is a symbol of authority and jurisdiction. The Catholic Encyclopedia Revised and Updated says this about the crozier. It says this. It says, it is a pastoral staff and is a symbol of office carried about by the bishop in the diocese. The crook itself is symbolic of the bishop's role in keeping the members of the flock, while the pointed end is a symbol of the possible prodding needed by the sexually laxed. The bishop in his diocese always carries the crozier with the crook pointing outward. Isn't that interesting? The shepherd in the diocese always carries the crozier with the crook pointing. I mean, they get it down to details. I mean, everything has to be according to Roman Catholic canon law. Yet, all of this symbolism means nothing because they're hypocrites. Because, I mean, if you have a shepherd's staff, do the work of a shepherd. Don't carry a shepherd's staff and don't tell us that you're the shepherd of the flock, yet you fail to guide, you fail to feed, you fail to heal, and you fail to protect. As decried by God in Jeremiah 23, verses 1 through 8, and Ezekiel 34, verses 1 through 10. God is the primary example of shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I don't lack anything. I am in want of nothing, because the Lord is my shepherd. And the Lord's under-shepherds are to provide guidance, food, spiritual food, healing, and protection to those placed under their care by God. All under-shepherds are supposed to shepherd the flock in accordance to God's will. So you can carry a shepherd's staff and do absolutely nothing. That makes you the grandest of hypocrites. And I've already told you, in the Roman Catholic Church, all of these bishops and cardinals and archbishops, they all have the shepherd's staff. But what are they guilty of? They're guilty of pedophilia. Others are guilty of covering up the pedophilia activities of others. And the whole Roman Catholic Church has been exposed and has been found wanting in their due diligence of the protection of the most vulnerable, which is our children. And yet J. Delano Ellis wants us to believe that the Joint College of Bishops are true shepherds because they march in with shepherd's staff. They march in with the crozier. But we're telling Mr. Ellis we're not fooled. Because if you're following the example of Rome, Rome is the grandest of hypocrites in that its bishops carry a staff but do not shepherd the flock. They abuse the flock. They abuse of them spiritually. They abuse of them physically. They abuse of them emotionally. So, Mr. Ellis, copying Rome will not make us feel comfortable. Now, here is the meaning of the ring, the mitre, and the crozier. Here's a 3-minute video, audio, in which the Catholic Diocese of Fort Worth, Texas, explains to its members what is the meaning of the Episcopal ring, the Episcopal mitre, or the pointy hat, or the Episcopal meaning of the crozier or the shepherd's staff. Let us listen from a Roman Catholic representative.
In addition to the Book of the Gospels, the newly ordained bishop is presented with the pontifical insignia, the symbols of his office. They're the ring, the mitre, and the crozier. These insignia are symbols which reflect the character of the office of the bishop. Much like a wedding ring, the bishop's ring is a symbol of his fidelity to and nuptial bond with the church, his spouse. It signifies the bishop's symbolic marriage to the Church of Christ. Traditionally, the ring is gold. It might have an amethyst, a purple stone, which is typically the symbol of the bishop's office, or it might have the bishop's crest on it.
Now, isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? The bishop marries the church, and we have already covered this when we dealt with the episcopal ring, but that would be, in the case of male bishops, that would be spiritual adultery because the church is Christ, belongs to Christ, and in the case of female bishops, that would be lesbianism, spiritual lesbianism, if you will. Now, I find it interesting that the bishops in the Roman Catholic Church, when they marry the church, they take it literal because then they wind up having sex with little boys and little girls. Isn't that interesting? Don't you find that interesting that in the Roman Catholic Church, maybe, you know, the bishop says, well, I am married to the church. I am married. So maybe I can fondle little boys and I can fondle little girls because, you know, what does a husband do with its wife? It copulates. It engages in sexual activity. Now, interesting enough, when Bishop Eddie Long was under investigation and those four young men testified against Eddie Long and spoke out against Eddie Long, they all spoke about Bishop Eddie Long having a ring ceremony with them in private. And once he placed the ring on their fingers and they placed the ring on his finger, then he went on to sexually abuse them. Don't you find that interesting? Oh, I find it very interesting. And who ordained Eddie Long? Who made Eddie Long a bishop? Well, wasn't it Paul Sylvester Morton, one of the four founding members of the Joint College of African Americans? Didn't he ordain Eddie Long? And then didn't he make some kind of an attempt to bring Eddie Long to judgment? But, I mean, it was a bogus attempt. It was a nothing attempt. It was just a show. He did nothing, really, to bring in Eddie Long and hold them accountable. But I find it interesting that the Roman Catholic Church, once it marries a bishop to his local church by putting on the episcopal ring, then that bishop, at some point in some time, unbeknown to children's parents, he starts engaging in pedophilia acts. And excuse me. And I find the correlation very interesting because that's exactly what Eddie Long did. That's what those young boys said Eddie Long did with them. They had ring ceremonies. I find it very interesting. I find the parallel very interesting. But here's more.
The mitre and crozier, or the pastoral staff, are used by the bishop when he celebrates the liturgical rites of the church. The mitre is understood as an adaptation of the headgear worn by the high priest in the Jerusalem temple, or as the crown of victory which St. Paul speaks of in the second letter to Timothy. He said, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. From now on, a merited crown awaits me." The mitre signifies the bishop's own resolve to pursue holiness and his role in leading his flock in the race for salvation to final victory in heaven.
So if the mitre means holiness, the bishop in the Roman Catholic Church needs to take the mitre off because he's a pedophile. By and large, they're drunks. By and large, they're carnal men. By and large, they engage in sex crimes. So take the mitre off, take the ring off, and here's the shepherd's staff.
The crozier of the pastoral staff is a symbol of the bishop's role as the good shepherd. The bishop, like a good shepherd, must lead his faithful flock along the path of salvation, disciplining and protecting them as needed. For this reason...
Now, the shepherd is supposed to discipline and protect. Well, how about doing this? How about disciplining yourself? How about sitting yourself down? How about resigning from your position? Because if you're going to discipline anybody, start with yourself, and the bishop doesn't protect, he preys upon. He does not protect, he preys upon the most vulnerable in our society.
And the crozier is typically in the form of a shepherd's crook. The crozier is typically used by the bishop at liturgical functions within his own diocese. At a celebration where there is more than one bishop present, only the bishop who is the main celebrant will carry his crozier. St. Isidore explained that a newly consecrated bishop received the crozier that he may govern and correct those below him or to offer support to the weakest of the weak.
St. Isidore. Who cares about what St. Isidore said? What does the Bible say? The Bible says nothing about this. I can care less about what St. Isidore said. I can care less about the traditions and the doctrines of men. I can care less about the quotes of men. What does Holy God say in Holy Scripture, in inspired Scripture? That's what we're concerned with. And if the bishop is to have the shepherd's staff or the crozier to protect the weakest of the weakest, why is he abusing the weakest of the weakest? See, they're hypocrites. They say one thing out of the side of their mouth, and then they go and do something else. Now, here's J. Delano Ellis. Here's Mr. Ellis, if you will. And he's consecrating a bishop. He's consecrating a bishop. And now he's going to give him the lowdown. Here's the lowdown. Here's the lowdown about your shepherd's staff, and this is how you should carry it, and this is what you should do to it. And this whole thing is Roman Catholic, because he even tells them how to keep it pointed out. And that's Roman Catholic canon law. Here it is. Here is Mr. J. Delano Ellis.
And the two young men on either side, they are his sons.
In other words, up-and-coming Roman Catholic goons and up-and-coming Roman Catholic stooges in the making.
His armor bearers, I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand.
Notice proposition number 64. Let me read it again. The purchasing of an insignia, such as the crozier or shepherd's staff, makes those who bear them in the left hand. Notice what J. Delano Ellis said. You're to carry it in your left hand. It makes those who bear them in the left hand the grandest of hypocrites, because they guide, feed, heal, and protect no one.
I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation.
You keep your right hand free so that you can wave your hand. As you wave your hand, you're blessing the people. And you keep your right hand free that you can receive their respect and their adulation. In other words, it's with the right hand that you extend your Episcopal ring and you let them kiss. That's how you receive their adulation.
Sons, these are his armor bearers. I give you the shepherd's staff in your left hand. In your left hand. The only thing you hold in your right hand is the word of God, but you keep your right hand free to bless and free to greet the people, free to receive their respect and their adulation. God bless you and congratulations to you.
Him his shepherd's staff for the ceremony, but he's got to go get his own. They're all hypocrites. They're all hypocrites. They shepherd no one. They guide no one. They take care of no one. They take care of no one. And it's tragic. It is tragic. But we present these propositions and these bishops never call. J. Delano Ellis never calls. And he just refuses to debate these issues. He refuses to debate these issues. But we shall continue to present them. And tomorrow I'll be in studio to talk about the pallium. Well, I want to close today's broadcast with the song, Woe to You Fat Shepherds, which is based on Ezekiel 34 and Jeremiah 23. God bless you, saints, and keep listening, keep tuning in as we do these propositions and as we make our way towards the 95 thesis.
About things they don't know, and in the name of Jesus Christ they sell it so. When no one's searching for the truth, no one to show themselves approved, they'd rather gain the world and forfeit their own soul. They guarantee a life of wealth and luxury and claim that this is a living life abundantly. So many lonely hearts and sow their seeds to idols made of pride and greed, and perish every second without hope. Woe to you fat shepherds, all of you fat shepherds, who feed yourself and leave my sheep to starve alone. Woe to you fat shepherds, all of you fat shepherds. It's true, I never knew you all alone. Oh, all alone. cup is being filled to overflow. But they haven't a clue yet what this cup holds. God's holy burning anger, his hatred for their deeds. They pride themselves as men of high esteem. They've never heard a word but vanity. And leave my sheep to starve alone. Woe to you, bad shepherds, all of you bad shepherds. It's true, I never knew you all along. And it's truly prideful, the praises that they sing. Shepherds, all of you fat shepherds, feed yourself and leave my sheep to starve alone. Woe to you fat shepherds, all of you fat shepherds, it's true I never knew you all along. Yes, it's true I never knew you.